This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
That's right. It's Robbie and Dean helping you handle your hump day in style.
Here we are.
Dean, it's not far till Southern Hibernation. Could you imagine?
Not far at all. The furriest, funnest way to spend your time in Australia is just around the corner. It kicks off on Sunday, in fact. Southern Hibernation, for those that don't know, well, we're going to be speaking to the president, Vic Bears, shortly to find out all about it, is a fantastic, furry, fun way for you to spend a week in winter when things get a little bit colder here in Melbourne. But we warm it all up by bears from all over Australia and New Zealand coming and getting their fur on, putting the fur in funner.
We certainly do. And Dean, you and I, some people could say that we're quite hirsute gentlemen.
I'm a hairy bugger, I am.
Now, I used to host The Woods.
Yes, you did. The bear show here on Joy.
So I've been involved with the bear community for many years and identify as a bear. Do you call yourself a bear, Dean?
I do and I don't. Because how do I put this into just one label, Robbie?
I know. You're very label free, aren't you?
Well, it's because I sometimes feel like a label limits down. Plenty of people call me a bear and I'm completely cool with it. It's fine because for them, it's what it means. But I sometimes feel like with labels, people use them in the wrong way. So people can use them to mean, I'm not into bears or I'm not into this. For me, it's about the person. But I like the labels that help celebrate. Bear is certainly one of that. Because bear means lots of different shapes and sizes. Those who, you know, are into bears or into other parts of it. But you've always identified it as a bear.
Yeah, I see. And for me, I find it, and it's everybody's own personal preference, of course. But for me, I've always found it very comforting. It gives me a tag and a community to belong to. And on the flip side of what you're saying about, you know, people saying I'm not very into bears, well, there's also a bunch of people who say I'm very into bears. I'm very into bears. So it's nice to belong to that label.
I think it's hard because for me, you know, I can dip my and fit my toes into many different parts of our communities and do. Yeah. And I feel like when sometimes people try to put me into a box, any box, wherever that label may be, it's like sometimes if I'm a bear, it means, oh, does that mean you can't fit into this part or that one? And that's why I get like, just like some people get frustrated by the acronym LGBTIQA+, I get just as frustrated because if you list nearly everything, I kind of sit a little bit in every space. So, I mean, I certainly love partying with the bears. I'm really looking forward to partying this hibernation. It's going to be a heap of fun.
It always is. It's always a big week for the, especially for the bear community, but for the broader community. And lots of people come from...
Yeah, we're going to be talking all about it with the president of Vic Bears right after this, and we can find out all of the details of hibernation. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean on Joy 94.9. That's right. It's all about the bears, isn't it, Robbie?
It's all about me.
Yeah, you're one of them. We are on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie and Dean. And we are really excited because just around the corner is Southern Hibernation, the winter furry wonderland that is a fantastic festival that Vic Bears, a local group for men who identify as bears or are attracted to bears here in Melbourne, put on each and every year.
I'm both.
You are both. I've got to agree, so am I. You know what? And joining us on the line is the president of Vic Bears, Adam. Hey, Adam, how's it going?
G'day, Dean and Robbie. It's great to speak with you. Thanks so much for having me on board.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure. Now, you guys must have been working so hard because this year's hibernation is just jam-packed full of so many events. It must be a lot for the committee, especially because you're all volunteers, to come together and organise, but it must be really exciting.
Well, it is a lot of work, but I tell you what, it's a labour of love, and I've really blessed because I've got the best committee one could ever hope for. The guys have been working so hard, they've been busier than Uber drivers with crap.
Well,
that's an expression I haven't heard before.
Now, there's a whole heap of events going on. It kicks off this Sunday with an opening event happening at Eagle Leather and just keeps on rolling. There's some people, what I love about Hibernation, Southern Hibernation, is that people come from all around Australia and even New Zealand to come and party with the bears. Why do you love it so much?
Well, it's a labour of love, and what I really like about it is that we've got such a variety of events. There's something for everybody. There's quieter events where you can actually you don't have music pumping, so you can actually talk to people. But there are other events where you can dance to your heart's content, or take part in the competition or view the competition. The thing that I'm really looking forward to this year is the contestant roast, which will be happening at DT's. We're returning to DT's after many years for the contestant roast on the Thursday night, which is going to be absolutely brilliant.
There's a whole heap of, for people that don't know, there's a whole heap of free and ticketed events that are happening all over the week. They've got day tours for people that have come from other states when you're not working, or lots of things happening in the evening. Is that having a healthy mix of free events and paid events, is that so that everyone has a chance to be able to come and celebrate and be involved?
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Dan. It's great. We've tried to keep costs to an absolute low. I'm really proud that our event pass is still the same price as it was 22 years ago when we started.
That's huge. Like, you know, I can't even get a loaf of bread without the price going up. So that's, you know, that's a bargain right there.
had to cut a few corners.
Adam, the event, the weekend's called Southern High Bear Nation, but you don't have to be a bear to get involved, do you?
Oh, God, no. We define a bear as a person who values positive masculinity, who celebrates things about being a bloke. It's a celebration about blokeness. It's not a question of how hairy or big you are. You know, we just like them all. So come along.
I wouldn't want to be greedy, but I like them all
too. That's something we can both get behind, quite frankly. So you've certainly got plenty of supporters in this room. So just to give listeners a idea of the myriad of events that are going on, it all kicks off this Sunday from 4 p.m. with an opening event at Eagle Leather, which is on Hoddle Street. Yep. Then from Monday, the monthly catch-up for Vic Bears kind of kicks things off for Monday, which is a public holiday, from 5 o'clock at the Laird with Union. Moving into Bearyoki, which I'm actually going to be hosting. That's going to be a whole heap of fun. From 8, we're going to be seeing Up a Storm, I guarantee you. That'll also be at the Laird. And then the next night, there's Trivial Bear Suit at the Laird. I'm putting a nice little hairy spin on my weekly trivia. Of course, then there's Dress to Thrill, a tour of Arts Centre Melbourne happening on the Wednesday, which I think is just, I've been on that tour, can I tell you, that's awesome. So for anyone that hasn't done it, it's a really great thing to go and see, because you find out little gems about Melbourne.
But it is a ticketed event. You've got to get onto Eventbrite via our website to get onto it. And the places are limited with that, so
yes.
They get in fast.
Now, there's also Wednesday night, there's the underwear dance party at the Laird. Thursday, there's Bear Soup at Wet on Wellington. Of course, the contestant roast, where we're going to meet the contestants for the Mr. Australasia Vic Bears competition. Like you said, that's happening at DT's and hosted by the lovely Holiday Night. So that's going to be very exciting. She's very excited for all the bears that are coming to town.
I can hardly wait, and that's going to be an absolute hoot that night.
And then, of course, Friday night at the Laird Hotel is the Mr. Australasia Bear Contest, which I love each and every year. It's absolutely awesome to see guys from all around, not just the country, but New Zealand as well, who represent their individual communities or states coming and competing for that massive title. So it's great. But you know what?
The good thing about this year, we've moved it to the Friday night. It was traditionally, we used to hold it on the Saturday night. We've moved it to the Friday night so that we can have a celebratory dance the next night with Hunk.
Yes. It's a double whammy. So the next day on Saturday, you've got Bears and Brews at Pride of Our Footscray in the Arvo.
Yeah.
And then the Hunk Dance Party happening at the Laird on the Saturday night. And then, of course, on the Sunday, you do a bit of a bear voyage on Sunday afternoon at Forrester's Pub and Dining. So it's pretty massive. And there's a whole heap of stuff going on. Now, if you want to know any of the details of all of this, you can go to vicbears.org.au, where you can get all of the details. There's details on passes, but I think passes are done now, aren't they?
No, you can still buy
passes. Still get a pass?
Yeah. It's just the early bird. We gave an early bird discount for $99, but
I was about to say, you've missed out now on the early bird pass, but make sure, you know, get yourself a Vic Bears membership so you can keep up to date with everything that's happening with Vic Bears, not just with Southern Hibernation, but Vic Bears in general. And it's well worth it. And you've got to be really pumped. There's so much. I'm even just reading it all out. I'm like, it's a mini festival happening over 7 days. It's just pretty awesome.
I'm so excited about it, and I hope the other guys will be too. We've been working so hard to get things together. And a big shout-out to all our sponsors, because they've been absolutely brilliant and supportive of us putting things together this year.
Now, most important question, which event do you think Robbie and I can pick up at the best?
I don't know. It's a difficult one to... But look...
I reckon karaoke.
It's got to be the underwear fun.
Oh, you never know.
You're going to be... Dean, you're going to be busy at Berryoke.
Oh, I'm a multitasker, don't you worry.
Never a truer word was said. Adam, thank you so much for joining us. All the best with Southern Hibernation. Yeah. I'm sure we will both see you at many, many events.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. We look forward to seeing you all here. So thanks so much, guys, and we'll look forward to seeing you next week.
Well, thanks, absolutely.
Thanks, Adam.
I reckon next week on the show we can do our midweek update on what's happening with our hairy hibernationists.
Yes, I'm assuming I'll be even sicker by then.
Probably.
Dean, why don't we let the bear tunes take us out? You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean. Plenty more coming up after this.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.